Greetings, Internet. You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. Thank you for joining us on this wet Tuesday evening. Had to take the bus over here because it was so wet out there, huh? Let's see. We started the show off with a track by Total Control out of Australia off of their 2011 Henge BLP. The song was called Carpet Rash, opening track on that album. Saw these guys play this past Friday evening on their third show in as many days in New York City, opening for the OCs at La Poisson Rouge. Had a pretty good time. Live, I didn't dig them as much as I dug them the last time that they were around. Recorded, I think this shit is catchy as hell, and it's still pretty catchy live too. It's just a little more reserved, a little more bleak, a little more bored than they used to be. But I guess we have, you know, in the vein of their older stuff, we still got, you know, UV Race and Eddie Curran and all that shit kind of going on in the same vein. So I guess it's something different and new, which is always good to be different and new. After that, we played two tracks by Hank Wood and the Hammerheads. Currently going by Hammerheads a little bit more these days, I think. I don't know if they changed their name or what, or if they're both. But the songs we played were Fever Breaks off of their 7-inch. And then we played Bathing off of their New York Rules compilation tape. I assume that appeared somewhere else too, but I'm not really sure. And so, yeah, tonight we've got fun stuff. We've got an interview with Omegas out of Montreal, Canada. Interview we did really long time ago at this point. We did this interview back in June at Chaos and Tejas in Austin, Texas. I believe we have still one more interview. We haven't aired our interview with Vasca that we did at that. I don't think I aired that yet, at least. So this is the second last interview. We're still catching up on all those, which is pretty crazy. We've basically been airing interviews every single week for the past like 3 or 4 months, ever since I got a cool tape recorder that's not doing so hot these days. So anywho, we're gonna air that interview. Awesome hardcore band. I'm sure you've heard of them before. If you haven't, you're in a for a treat, because you're gonna play some songs by them. Best hardcore band in North America? I don't know, quite possibly. So, yeah, we're still tinkering with our format right now. We've been experimenting with doing an hour-long show as opposed to the two-hour-long show that we've been doing for the past year or so. I haven't really made up my mind if it's going to be a definite change or what. If you got any feedback on that, please get in touch. You can do so by giving us a call. You can give us a call really about anything here at the Newtown Radio Studios in lovely Bushwick, Brooklyn, out of the Dan Bro Practice Spaces. That phone number is 347-725-4163. You can always shoot me an email, ddrunley, that's DEEDRUNLEA at gmail.com. And then there's, of course, shithawkpunks, that's punks with a K, .blogspot.com, facebook.com/crustneversleeps. There's really an infinite variety of 21st century digital communication that you can participate in, and in order to fulfill your Tuesday evening, might as well take that to the max. Want to give a quick shout out to Stillman, Amy, and Maddie for tuning in. What up? Welcome back to the East Coast, Stillman. Sure it's tough not being here every day, but you know, soak it up while you can, brother. We're going to get into these tracks by Omegas, and then we're going to go right from there into the interview that we did with them. So let's see. This first one's by Omegas. It's called False Worship, featuring Jonah No Pose Dogs off of the their 7-inch Psycho Stives on Slam Skank Anthems. You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
I'm Welcome to the Wacky Town Playhouse interview.
All right, we're sitting, where are we at? Mohawk. With the Wacky Time House interview.
Mohawks.
Got a pool table next door. All sorts of good stuff. Down in Austin, Texas, sitting with Omegas.
Look, over there. There's a, just to note, there is a game in the right corner called Big Fuck Hunter. That's
Garland,
all.
Garland loved that game.
All right.
What the hell?
Let's start this. My name is Ryan. This is Yannick. This is...
Spoiler.
Hey, it's Bo. Hey.
T-Bone, Tony. Dan Scobbs, bro. What's your name?
Yeah, that's good.
And my bud, Spicy Cho from the Slobs.
What's up?
So we got a dual interview going tonight, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
cool. So would you guys rather only be able to travel to shows on horseback or not be able to play punk anymore?
On horses. I would like to travel to shows on horses. You like the game Oregon Trail?
Is it a trot or is it a gallop?
Those are ox.
I'd rather not do the horses thing. I mean, we can walk everywhere with our stuff and push.
No, that's not the question. Is that a trick?
No. Tony can walk everywhere with our stuff. So
that's a trick question.
Yeah, we'll ride a horse and Tony will carry the stuff by himself.
Do you mean like horse? Is this a joke? Or is this like we're not catching it?
No, Ryan.
Is this like an expression that bands use in interviews? Horseback meaning like...
literal horseback.
In a car, you're in a van.
Ryan, it's a test. He's trying to see. He's trying to see if we can choose our own destiny and not have like only two options. You know, we can choose our destiny.
Like that movie, Final Destination.
No, they can't choose.
Hey, you guys have this thing?
No, get that in the interview. You guys have this thing. You can write Ian. Okay, at the part where that comes up, right? Ian Dickhole. Walks, stumbles in, like, in brackets, and right, you guys go to wristbands and say, Ian Dickhole got kicked out.
Well, then he started blushing and sweating and then ran away.
All right, next question.
You guys been playing some shows on the way. How's that going?
Real, real good. Real sweaty.
Okay, this is what's going on. This is like the game, this is like a Dungeons & Dragons game. We had two guys driving us. One guy's grandpappy went into, I'm not joking, he went into a coma from a heart attack, so he almost wasn't able to go. The same day, our second roadie, Brendude, his ex-fiance, like, slapped him with some sort of legal shit, so he couldn't go. And anyways, we had to pick up Brendude in Kansas City. Nate's grandfather is, like, fighting off tornadoes in his coma to save us. Anyways, it's going well, but it's stressful because we're driving nonstop. And what's going on? Yeah, we're going into some cities, and guys are beating me up. Like, we start playing, and I'm getting fucking beat up at shows, namely Chicago. But you can ask these guys about that.
Otherwise, it's pretty fine. I mean, it's just very hot and sweaty, but it's cool. Yeah. As long as we have some food.
Yeah, I mean, we're not fucking dummies, so we know what's up. We're all right. Shows are good too. Sell.
Kids. We played most of the show so far with School Jerks and Coolio,
yeah,
and the rapper.
Big shout out to Wiener and Matthew McConaughey from School Jerks.
And big shout out to Mike the Raven from
Columbus. Check out his band Sonic's Revenge.
No,
he hooked us
YouTube.
Up.
Give him the exact.
Yeah.
Give him the exact shit to look
you
up.
You guys look up Sonic's Revenge, Metal Gods. It's
no,
too.
No, yeah. Ask Tony what happened. He'll tell you the story. This is good enough to go in a zine alone.
You guys check Sonic's Revenge, Metal Gods on YouTube.
Tony,
you're gonna
how
see.
You met?
Yeah, you're gonna see this guy.
Say how you
you're
met.
You're gonna see this guy with his friend covering Alice Cooper songs. Pretty good.
Yeah, but Tony, how did you meet him?
All right, I was looking for a distortion pedal in Columbus, so I just started skateboarding across the city, and I got lost.
After we had told him not to, because it was a day show, and this guy's like, "No, I need a pedal," and. He doesn't listen because it's Tony. All
right, whatever. I went and skated my way across the city, and I got lost.
Skateboarding?
I was looking at other...
You stole the kid's
yeah.
skateboard. You stole someone else's skateboard and then skated across the city.
It wasn't even a skateboard,
he said,
man.
He said, thank you for the skateboard, and the kid didn't even know he took his skateboard.
No, I didn't know he had a skateboard.
Okay, the guy living at the Columbus house lent me a skateboard, so
he didn't lend it to you. You took it, man.
No, he lent it to me.
Right.
You weren't there.
Man.
You guys are extending this story too much a little bit. So I was lost in a city in Columbus on this guy's skateboard and looking for a distortion pedal for the tour because
like social distortion.
Yeah, exactly. Cause I forgot mine. So
okay. Hey.
So guess what? I see this guy walking.
Say that this guy's now in the interview, so he can write it down.
Yeah. All right. What's your name?
I see your name. I'm Timmy Hefner.
Okay.
Age and address.
Tom Cobbler is now in the interview. Alright. Well, we can do a pause. You can pause it because we haven't seen this guy yet.
Alright, we're gonna pause it for a second and come back.
Need to talk.
We're taking a break here with Omegas.
We'll be back in 15.
So alright, part two with the Omegas.
Part two. Let's go.
You're on a skateboard.
Yeah. So I was lost in Columbus on my this guy's skateboard that he lent me, and he told me to go to some pawn shop, and
Tony's been stealing from Walmarts.
No.
And he thinks it's cool. And his mom's going to read this interview, and she's going to say, Tony, c'est pas gentil.
No, I didn't steal anything, but I got some free ice
tea. You're on your skateboard.
Tell your story, man.
Okay. So I was on this guy's skateboard in Columbus, kind of lost, looking for a pawn shop to buy a distortion pedal before the show. And then I see this guy walking around. He has like a guitar and a small little amp, and he's all sweaty. And I ask him, man, where can I find a distortion pedal in this town? And this guy's like, oh man, everything is closed around here at that time. You know, it's a Memorial Day today. So, you know, where we've been... I asked the guy tells me, but you know what? If you're looking for a distortion pedal, I have one for you. So, guess what? I bought a distortion pedal from that guy.
Yeah, but you paid money to go to the guy's house. No, you paid for his beer and he drove drunk. And you're the only straightest guy in the band.
I don't.
You bought beer?
Huh?
You're stealing.
Did you buy beer?
No, I gave the guy...
You should tell the story because Tony is lying.
No, he's not lying, but he got the pedal off the guy. Long story short, the guy came to the basement show, rocked out, dedicated the show to him. He got in the pit, and then when the next band played, he started fucking like hitting and shoving kids. Anyways, he gave us a YouTube link. He said, "You gotta check out my band." And then he told me personally, "You got a great singing style." Blah blah blah. I said, "Well, you know, maybe we should collaborate." And so we have a Joy Boy Mix 3 coming out. We're gonna take his songs, his riffs on guitar. We're gonna fill in the bass, drums. Yeah. I'll write lyrics. We'll sing. Tony will do solos, and look out for that. Second story: we're at a party in Denton, Texas yesterday. Tony blew bubbles. We're at a party. Tony decided to go around the party blowing bubbles
for
2 hours, all over people and shit. No one, people thought it was cool.
Yeah, we were wasted.
We thought it was kind of cool, but then all of a sudden. Oh no, we left, yeah. And then today in the van, Tony's Tony. He's a wicked dude. He didn't strike me as a party dude. Well, he's a party dude, but in his own way. So in the van, he said, I wish all parties were like that.
No. He said, I wish parties were like that. It's not exactly the same thing.
He said all parties.
Yeah, I said all parties after. I corrected myself. But just to correct something, the guy, Mike, was not drunk yet.
Yes,
when he drove.
Are you nuts? That guy's nose is fucking red as hell.
The guy actually thought that Tony was a cop trying to get him to drive drunk. So he was definitely drunk. Absolutely drunk. And then Tony had to give him money to drive to his own house and sell him a pedal for $20.
Tony paid for gas. He said, yeah, I don't know about pawn shops, but I live 20 minutes away and I have a pedal. Just pay for gas and beer. And Tony did.
No, let's lay off Tony. Give him a break. The guy was probably just drank like 4 beers.
That's not the real.
But by the end of the show, though, Tony, by the end of the show, that guy pounded back maybe 48 beers. His nose is red as hell.
He was
stammering all over the fucking place, and he had to drive home.
Yeah, the guy.
He probably crashed and died.
If we
go online to the Columbus, Ohio Gazette, you're gonna see that on like 20th page in the obituaries. Fat guy.
No, he's not dead.
The guy said that he knew that Tony wasn't a narc
when they were listening to Ride the Lightning and farting in the
No, we weren't farting.
He told me we were farting.
I wasn't farting. No, we're partying.
Oh, okay.
It's not the same thing. But the whole thing is that the guy...
So you're blowing bubbles on him when he's driving drunk.
We listened to Ride the Lightning. I am telling you, at the maximum that is... Car Cyril could allow it in the car. Yeah,
that's party.
Yeah.
All right, that's all right.
So that's the whole story.
Ask this is Andrew Curtis. Ask him Slavs a question. You have
him. Ask him about Sarah.
No.
So
don't ask me about Sarah.
Yeah, don't ask him.
Are you sure you don't want to say anything about Sarah?
Well, he wants to keep a low profile.
Who's Sarah?
He's been texting some chick. From Texas.
Don't write that in the interview.
Listen, Joe, by the time the interview's out, you'll be on some other chick, and we'll take care of this Rob guy that's been threatening you on the phone.
Would you say that Slobs or Omega's parties harder?
Oh.
Are we talking about bubbles?
Yes.
Bubble bats or bubbles?
Both.
Slobs takes more bubble bats.
Because you hate that stuff.
Yeah.
You also hate kids.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Because there's too many kids in the movie. In the book, there's no kids. So he won't. This guy won't even come out of his room.
Can we talk about Jurassic Park for a second?
Would it make sense to talk about Slop?
Who's your favorite character from Jurassic Park?
Never seen it.
What a poser. The best dinosaur is the one in the washroom where Jeff Goldblum's taking a shit and the fucking thing goes like this.
Now that we have DVDs and Blu-rays and shit, we had VCRs when it came out and you can pause, but it was a pain in the ass to show people. But if you watch, if you have Blu-ray, two fucking dummies out there, you have Blu-ray or DVD, pause the part where the lawyer gets fucking blasted out of that hut. It looks so... No, it's Jeff Goldblum. I don't know.
The guy taking the shit.
It goes to...
The lawyer is the one taking the shit.
But if you pay attention, Jeff Goldblum's character is on the T-Rex's snout, and it's the worst CGI shit I've ever seen. Did you know that? If you watch Jurassic Park, when T-Rex goes to eat the lawyer, when it comes crashing through... Jeff Goldblum's character, his two legs are on the snout of the T-Rex, and he goes flying, and then it eats the lawyer. I remember telling guys in a warehouse that I worked at about that.
But he's not
some immigrant guy. He was not taking
a shit. He was hiding.
Yeah, he was hiding, scared. But no, I'm saying Jeff Goldblum's character is on, when he goes to eat him, breaks through the hut for a split second. Jeff Goldblum's character is on the snout of the T-Rex. And he goes flying to CGI. It was CGI. It's fucking ridiculous.
Next question.
So how are the punk shows in Montreal?
Real punk.
They suck.
Lots of PCP. Lots of microphone stands that get broken.
That's bullshit. This guy's from Belgium. He's putting down the Montreal scene. Montreal scene's good.
Cool stuff.
You know what? Montreal scene's all right. It's cool. Not really, but it's cool.
Yeah, good answer. Way better than mine.
Those guys, they're all turkeys.
Listen to Subliminal Decay. They don't have a demo yet, but they will.
Do you guys eat a lot of poutine up there? Is that something you guys are into?
We do. At least once a week.
You guys into poutine also?
I make my own.
Well, vegetarian, so I don't really eat it out. But make it at home.
Yeah, make it at home. I'm vegan, so I make it at home too.
Yeah, Skipper's from another planet. He's from New Jersey, so...
But,
you can't.
That has nothing to do with him being vegetarian.
Spoiler.
Yes?
Tell him the spoiler rule.
Look, I don't care if you're vegetarian or vegan. Just don't ask any questions about the goddamn gravy. Just eat it. That's my rule. It's vegan. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Next question.
So you guys, you know how when you guys play guitar, you do that thing where you go, woo, on the guitar, you know that part? How'd you get so good at that?
What do you mean?
That part where you go, woo, where'd you learn how to do that?
It's calling you a funny boy, man.
No.
It's calling you a funny boy.
That is a secret. my friend. That is like...
You don't want to let the kids know, listening at home, hanging out?
No, not recipe, but if you guys want to know, just look at old videos of Dimebag. You'll know.
Yeah, I like that video on YouTube where he gets shot by a Marine.
Yeah, I know that. look at old videos of Dimebag before he got shot on stage.
Not after.
No.
Before.
Yeah, it's very important, but that's all I can tell you for now. So kids, watch Dimebag, all right?
So you guys got, you want to say something?
It's not actually the guitar. We doubled that in, Tony making that noise with his mouth.
I surely do.
And he only does it when he's really like emotional high. He's either sad or really happy. He can only produce that sound when he's really happy or really sad.
Yeah. Only when he's been blowing up bubbles.
Nah, well, maybe not.
Who is the Trufioli family?
What? Trufioli family?
I don't really know.
The true what?
Oh, there's a town called Chateaugay in Italy. And my family... Actually, there's a guy named Greg Benedetto from Toronto. And he's got like... he lives in a house with his family. And he has 38 sisters. And we made a short film about his family. If that's what you're referring to, yeah. Basically, Greg's the angry father.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck him.
Hey, yeah, actually, Andrew from Slots really hates that guy. Because this guy...
For the last time we played there, he owes me money.
Basically, Slobs played... they play Toronto a lot. Greg Benedetto, who the Trufioli movie's based off. He books all the shows there. And basically, he fucked over Slobs. Basically, he played a show with them. Omega's got paid like, what?
$7,000.
And Slobs got paid like, I don't know, 200? No, 120.
Two cigarettes and $100.
That's the movie's about that guy.
He said he was going to buy his pizza. He didn't buy his pizza.
That's not cool, man. That is one thing that's just not cool. If you're going to promise pizza, come through or fuck off. Or get like burgers or something, you know?
Hey, ask Andrew about how it feels to have his braces off.
Huh?
How it feels to have your braces off.
I want to find the right...
Like, how does that feel, like, singing with your braces off?
What do you think about dancing?
It's really hard to describe.
What? You said, you've got on the record saying you hate hardcore dancing. Is that because you fall over, or is that because you're lazy?
Stupid.
Are there any kinds that are more stupid than other kinds?
Of dancing?
Yeah. Of hardcore dancing?
Oh, he likes dancing.
Dancing? I like dancing. The problem with hardcore dancing is that they call it dancing and it's not actually dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not for me. I don't... I actually argue with him about this a lot. In the game Leisure... Cho, a.k.a. Andrew Curtis, he's a big PC gamer. And I've been showing him some of the old school games, the old Sierra games lately. It's a game called Leisure Suit Larry, where your character can go and put some coins in a jukebox, and Larry dances. And shows like that's cool. If only hardcore shows were like that.
One day.
If you know the game, if you know the game.
What is...
The one with the
boobs. What does Omegas have coming up in terms of shows and releases?
What are Omegas, right? Because it's plural.
What are Omegas?
Oh, wait, maybe you're right.
What do you mean, Omegas?
If we're called Omegas or the Omegas, and you'll get a huge fucking debate here from everyone.
Are you guys called Omegas or the Omegas?
The Omegas.
Omegas, I guess. It depends if you need, like, a preposition for it, you know? Omegas.
This
give
is
an
the
answer.
You.
Omegas. It's the Omegas, but we don't, like, I mean, we are the Omegas, we're not the Omegas, you know what I mean?
But,
ask Brian.
No, we're Omegas.
Omegas.
If it was the Omegas, T-H-E-E Omegas, like...
We would suck.
That band, The Headcoats, man, those fucking dummy bands.
They're good.
No, they're good, I guess, whatever. It's your fucking, you know what.
Look, if you say in a sentence, I'm going to go see the Omegas, that made sense. Because you can be like, I like the Amboy Dukes. Well, you can say both.
But we don't write it in our logo, because like the Amboy Dukes didn't, the Band Brains didn't, the Exploited did. The Exploited Troops of Tomorrow is a good record, but besides that, the Exploited, like, I don't know, man. Just don't write it.
Do you guys ever spell your name with a zero instead of an O?
No, that's weird.
Never.
Sometimes.
I guess on the internet they want to hide us being Italian.
Yeah, as a code name. Code name, Zero Omegas.
Okay, you ever heard of those code names? They were code names.
What's coming up for Slobs? Any shows or releases?
Oh, that's for Slobs over here.
Slobs?
Oh.
Suck.
Come on, man.
Wait, oh. Slobs have an LP coming up. Hasn't been recorded. Hasn't been written. Yeah, well, we got a 7-inch. It's all right.
It got
a really bad review.
So what's the guy's name? So Dan Goat. If you're reading this right now.
Fuck off.
No, not fuck off. We're gonna get you. We're gonna fucking get you, buddy.
We're coming after you, Dan Goat. Slob's playing in Toronto on June 16th on a lake with an Epsi. And Omegas don't have it.
He thinks he's on a
Omegas.
Radio show.
Yeah,
or one or the other.
Omegas don't.
I did tell you guys.
Oh, I guess I missed that.
Dan from Omegas is moving to Chicago, so we're going to need to figure it out.
Unedited.
We're working on a special record before Dan moves out.
We got a 7-inch coming out, too, on Painkiller.
Yeah, yeah, we got a 7-inch, man.
It's called New York Terminator. It's about the New York Terminator.
We also got a 12-inch coming out called Neo Omegas out on What Mad at the World, which is Dan's label.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was from the... on the telephone.
Well, yeah, sure. We'll see. We haven't even recorded, so we'll see. It's a 12. It's not even us, really. It's other guys recording it.
No, hey, don't print that.
Still tough.
This is live.
No.
This is being broadcast right now.
Yeah, we're on TV right now.
We'll continue. We have the 7-inch.
Right. Just guys, check out Bubble Trouble Records. Thanks.
And how do we find out more about what's going on with Omegas and Slobs? What do our people do to find out about that?
You text or call Andrew Curtis anytime, like whenever you feel like it. He's usually up. He doesn't mind.
You have a number?
I don't. Wait. I got his number.
Yeah, get his number.
Andrew, what's your number? Do you have your phone? Andrew? Anyone have their phone?
Got it. Okay. Call or text 514-655-6477 anytime 24/7 about Slobs, which he's the singer for, or he's also the Omegas manager. So just any questions, just hit him up.
Exactly, but it's funny that you don't remember your own number.
Einstein didn't remember his own number.
Einstein didn't have a phone, so.
Oh, no?
All right, you guys got last comments or shout-outs?
Yes.
Yeah, I got shout-outs, man. This might go on for a long time. You start.
Antisocial.
Wiener. Actually, we already did this, didn't we?
Well, yeah. That's fine. We'll do it again.
Rapper. Coolio.
Shit, okay. Maybe
that right. Guy.
Big Ken. Big Carl.
Shout-out to Mike the Raven from Columbus.
Did all
that. Did that.
Yeah,
hey, what's Wiener's favorite drink?
No, Wiener drinks gin. Like a whole bottle of gin.
What's Wiener's favorite drink?
We tour with School Jerks from Toronto to up until Kansas. He's the singer of School Jerks. They're a cool band from Toronto. He likes to drink just a lot of stuff.
So what's Wiener's favorite drink?
Wild Irish Rose.
What's Wiener's favorite drink? A bottle of gin.
If you don't know School Jerks, you do. They sound like what? The Ramones meets.
Meets Killed by Death.
Meets Fucked Up.
What?
Oh yeah. By the way. No, I won't do it. Never mind.
Oh, by the way.
Shoutouts to.
To me, to Tony's mom.
And RoboCop and Valerie from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Nightbus.
Nightbus.
all those guys that let us sleep
over. Eliannak from Under Siege.
Yannick told me earlier that you jerked off in the singer from Power Trip's bathroom.
We don't have fuck comments. We got big fuck yous, and we got one big fuck you, and that goes out to pencil neck fucking what's his name?
Dark Ages.
From Dark Ages. If you're out in Kansas on the farm, sucking your mom's tits, fuck you, buddy. We know what you're about.
All right, right through you.
That was Dan Skibra. I'm Dan Skibra.
Can we edit that part?
No. Why? Who gives a shit? We're jokers.
I jerked off in last night for the first time in a week. It's great. It was kind of yellowish.
You didn't jerk off.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Who were you thinking of when you did it?
Lots of people.
At Riley's house.
Lots of people. Lots of people.
Yeah.
At the fucking house.
Yeah.
The guy gave. Power Trip guy's house?
Yeah, he got me high. Then I listened. No, listen. I started listening to Portishead, and then I jerked off in the bathroom. That's the story.
The end.
Which bathroom?
That's it. All right, we've been sitting down with Omegas here in Austin, Texas. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, bud.
Check them out.
Thanks,
and you're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. A big thank you to Omegas for taking the time to talk with us down at the Chaos and Taos Festival in Austin, Texas this past June. Just aired an interview with them. Omegas out of Montreal, Canada. Starting the that whole set off, we played two tracks by Omegas. First one was called False Worship featuring Jonah No Pose Dogs off Psycho Dives on Slam Skank Anthems. Related note, did see a Fucked Up play on Soundcheck on WNYC this past week, last week. Probably actually it was a week ago today. So I'm play there. I don't think I mentioned that last week. So it was weird stuff. 2011, baby. After that, we played another Omega song off of the compilation City Limits Down and Out in Toronto and Montreal. Really fucking sweet comp. And the song off that was called Social Slasher. Then we aired interview in its entirety, unedited. And then we played two tracks by Slobs because, you know, we were interviewing people from Slobs were there too. One of the people from Omegas, and then Spicy Cho. And the songs we played by Slobs. First one was called Outlier off of that City Limits comp. And then we played Technophile. And then we played two more tracks by Omegas, rounded all out off of their 2011 awesome LP Blasts of Lunacy. We played the title track and You Ain't Nothing. And then to close it all out, we threw in a little Zero Boys for good measure. That song was called Amphetamine Addiction. So let's see. That interview, an edited version of that with a track from Omegas appeared on a sound zine that I did a couple months ago called Greatest City in the World Sound Zine issue number one. I don't have any copies left, but I know that several distros have them, and I assume several of them still have copies. Off the top of my head, maybe try to check if you're interested. Got some other good bands on there too. Sorry State should have them still. I'd assume Painkiller might still have them still. Katorga Works might still have some. Feel It Records might still have some. Handful other. If you go on shithawkpunks.blogspot.com, you can probably find out where that is if you're so inclined. Also want to shout out that we got a couple t-shirts for sale from my band Diapers. Large and extra large is left. Just got a few shithawkpunks. That's punks with a K dot bigcartel.com. Want to do a quick little after dark section before we close out the show. A couple of shows coming up in the next week in New York City. This Saturday is a Nick Poop Memorial Show, Hardcore Gig Volume Number 176 with Brain Killer and Green Beret at Tommy's Tavern, 8 p.m. this Saturday. I assume a couple other bands might also be on that show at this point, but I'm not positive. Also Saturday, the 26th, 8 p.m., $8 at Shea Stadium is Tamarin, Speedy Ortiz, Large Lady, Porsches, and Shapes. See if Porsches shows up. Saturday the 26th, $7, Death by Audio, Pygmy Shrews, Cop Warmth, and Love Struck. Monday the 28th, 8 p.m. at Cake Shop, 21 plus is King Louis' Missing Moments, X Exploding Hearts, The Royal Pendletons, The Persuaders. They're appearing with Nightbirds, X-Humans, and Pretty Quick. Next Tuesday, 29th, $7 at Death by Audio is Liquor Store, Missing Monuments, Uncle Bad Touch, and Bosco Del Rey. And yeah, it's some stuff coming up in the next week. Go see some shows. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Enjoy it. Hope everyone gets to see their family and friends and do all that fun stuff that you're supposed to do. We're going to close it out with a Neil Young song like we always do. Let's see. We're going to play Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. I don't think we've ever really played that on the show before. If we have, I forget. So we're going to close it out with that. We'll see you here next Tuesday, 10 p.m. Who knows how late we'll go. Shithawkpunks.blogspot.com. Deed Runley, that's D-E-E-D-R-U-N-L-E-A at gmail.com. And thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks again to Omegas for doing the interview. And I guess Slobs for doing the interview also. And we'll see you in a week. And everybody out there, enjoy the greatest life that we've ever lived. Listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
I think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down there. I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here.
New music, now. Newtown Radio.